How about a disease that was quite a lot of this when you were younger, and they gave people shots and cured them of it now, but it was deadly. A lot of people died.
Scarlet fever.
Another one. So
typhoid
another
fever.
Another one.
They didn't give measles. Didn't have diphtheria.
Yeah. And how about something like arthritis? It's not arthritis, but it's.
I mean gout.
Something like.
But I have both.
Oh yeah.
I
no, this is something else. Not arthritis, but it starts with an R.
I always connect that to the same that the old fashioned. You mean rheumatism?
Yeah.
Well, I know in the years gone by, in the early years, I never heard of arthritis. Everything was rheumatism when you had these pains.
Right. The person is being person worries too much, you might say what to him?
You're fretting too much, or you're worrying. Don't worry about it.
Okay, now how about if a person, ceased to be alive, but then somebody says, what happened to him? You say, I don't know what you don't know what caused his death. You might say, I don't know what he...
I mean, if he died?
Yeah, I don't know what he died.
I don't know what he died of.
Okay.
There's another thing in grammar school we were told about that, what he died from or died with, you know. He died of. We were told in grammar school that was the correct way, he died of.
Okay. How about, now this person died, what do they call the structure that they put a person in while he's...
You mean the casket?
Yeah. And how about the place where they put the person out for a couple of days before, right after the person dies, they put it.
You mean in a mortuary?
Okay. Or another name for it?
Or a funeral parlor? Or you mean this is called a cooler. You mean before that? After they embalm the corpse?
No, I mean this. You gave me the right word. How about now they take the person out to the what?
Cemetery.
Okay. And what do they do to the person there?
Well, they bury them. Because they don't always take them out to the cemetery. They take them out to the crematory. That's how many more.
All right. And what is the family in then? The family is in...
Good morning.
Okay. And now... you say a friend of yours, you didn't know something, but a friend of yours came over, brought you some news. You say, he came over to what? He came over to what me something.
What do you ask him?
A person has some news to tell you.
Yeah.
A person came over to what?
They came over to tell us some news.
Right.
Or to give us some news, or to tell you. To tell us some news.
All right. If you'll be disappointed if someone doesn't come, you say, I will be disappointed. I
was disappointed.
In the future, though,
I won't be disappointed.
But you will, though.
I'll be disappointed if he doesn't.
Say, I will be disappointed?
I'd say, well, no, I think I'd use the contraction. I'll be disappointed. If I want to make it more emphasized, I will be disappointed. But in the general flow of conversation, I'll be disappointed.
Okay. And how about we? The same thing with
me. Well, we'll be disappointed. Or if there's some discussion, say, well, we will be disappointed. Or say, you won't care. Yes, we will be disappointed.
Okay. How about when a man is dating or going out with a girl, you say he's doing what?
He's courting her.
Okay. How about... when a woman refuses to marry a man, she does what?
She rejects him.
Okay.